Shabbat Shalom. Last week we left things on a cliffhanger with an unknown Joseph telling his brothers he'd be keeping Benjamin in Egypt. This week we have the resolution of Joseph's testing of his brothers. Our parasha is called Vayigash, which translates to "and he drew near," and covers Genesis 44:18 through 47:27. Now this parasha shows us how love covers a multitude of sins and the necessity to forgive and reconcile when it's possible. We continue from last week with Judah begging to take Benjamin's punishment for his supposed stealing of Joseph's cup. Judah tells the still unknown Joseph that losing Benjamin would kill their father Jacob. In this act of sacrifice, Judah has shown he is a changed man, willing to take the punishment for Jacob's other favorite son. With its display of selflessness, Joseph can no longer maintain his ruse. After clearing the room, Joseph wept loudly and said, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" His brothers were speechless. They could not believe their brother was alive and so very powerful. Joseph then promises to take care of them all and that they should bring everyone, including their father, to Egypt. Then Joseph collapses onto Benjamin crying, and Benjamin does the same. The other brothers are not recorded as weeping, but rather just talk to Joseph. They're still holding themselves back. Now, no doubt the brothers were incredibly scared that Joseph was going to take his revenge on them. However, Joseph had no desire for revenge. Having made his peace with their sin and understanding his life from a perspective greater than his own, he tells his brothers that they should not be scared. They had sinned by selling him into slavery, but the Lord used it to save many lives during this famine. He had also sent Joseph to save their family as well, sending him ahead. In this situation, we see a family torn apart by jealousy and betrayal restored. Even the story reflects this fact. The brothers of Joseph are called once again his brothers, no longer the men that we saw in Genesis 43. The distance has been closed. Now, while his brothers were still stuck in the past, worried that Joseph was going to exact his revenge, Joseph was focused on the present and the future, reflected in his immediate concern for his father and for their surviving the famine. There's a difference in perspective here. Now, after leaving Egypt with many provisions, the brothers eventually reach Jacob. Their father cannot believe that Joseph is alive after mourning his death for so long. Jacob agrees to go to Egypt so he can see Joseph one last time before he dies. After arriving in Egypt, Joseph meets his family and falls crying on Jacob. The parasha ends with Jacob and his family being given good land for shepherds and Joseph gaining great wealth for Pharaoh through the famine. Now, Vayigash is a fitting name for a parasha focused on coming together. The Lord also desires for each of us to draw near to him through Messiah Yeshua. Through the Son of God, there is healing like Joseph experienced and the ability to really reconcile and forgive. Our parasha reminds us that Joseph and his brothers were not the same people they were years ago. They had grown, they had changed, but they still were not perfect. If we are in Messiah, we have the promise of future perfection, but right now in this life, we are not sinless. Our transformation by the Holy Spirit in this life is a lifelong process. Our struggle with sin is also lifelong. Because we are fallen human beings, we will hurt others and be hurt as well. While we might not sell our siblings into slavery, many of us have been hurt by our family members and others. And if we're really honest with ourselves, we can think of times when we've hurt others as well. But the Lord desires all of us to forgive one another and reconcile when possible, just like Joseph did with his brothers. You know, when I read this parasha, I'm reminded of 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Now, we see love cover our sins through Messiah's sacrifice, but there is also a practical application for this verse in the passage. We as believers show the love of God when we forgive others and try to heal wounds. And I should note that it's not always possible or safe to reconcile. We need to have discernment when doing so and not put ourselves into dangerous situations with possibly dangerous people. But we can all let go of pain and hurt and find forgiveness towards others through Adonai without having to put ourselves into bad situations. We might not always be able to reconcile, but we always have the opportunity to forgive. Now, God's word is clear that having compassion for our brothers and sisters in the Lord is not optional. Messiah Yeshua taught us to forgive our family, our enemies, and one another. And so we need to reconcile wherever possible. After all, in his prayer that he gave us as a model, we are taught that if the Lord is gracious enough to forgive us our sins and transgressions, we need to do the same for others. For some of us, this may seem impossible, but with the Lord, all things are possible. With the power of the Holy Spirit, we do not have to be the same person today we were yesterday. Now, this can be a really deep and personal issue for many of us, myself included. But the Lord really can heal us to give us a heart that is willing to forgive and to build bridges. And that comes from his power, not our own. Especially when we see people as more than their mistakes towards us. When we start to see people as a whole picture and beyond just how they've hurt us or how they've wronged us. When God gives us eyes to see them from his perspective. Just like Joseph was given eyes to see his brothers from God's perspective. You know, I've seen it in my own life as well, that he is there for healing in our lives in his time, if you let him work within you. May the Lord, the healer of the broken, give us true shalom, true peace and wholeness that comes only from him. May we all experience his love in our lives and be made tender by it. May he give us the strength to forgive and bring us together wherever possible, and the wisdom to know how to safely do so. Thank you.